I'm Tyler.
And I'm Chris.
And you are listening to the Illumination Cinema Movie Podcast.
Yay.
What are we talking about today, Chris?
Christmas movies.
Yes. And the Christmas movie we're talking about is American Sniper.
I mean, at some point in time, he's probably, you know, over there doing Christmas, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah. He's got to be.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So how...
So, I mean, yeah, this is a bit different from what we usually do.
Yeah. Usually what we review movies nobody's ever seen before.
Yeah.
So...
Or like a collective work, a collective body of work of some director or... Something like that, something like a compiled list of movies.
Compilation?
But, yeah.
There you go. I think I'd say like calligraphy for a second. I was like, what are you going at this? You're like, what are you trying to say?
So, but one thing we kind of wanted to do when we started the podcast was we wanted to talk about new movies, but unfortunately, I'm poor and I can't go to movies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we finally got, both went to one, around, a similar span of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're gonna talk about it. So, Christopher uh-huh. Strong.
Uh-huh, that's my name.
What do you think of American Sniper?
Great movie. I was just like, how long the signs go for. Sorry. Okay. I know it's supposed to be...
Okay. Oh, and by the way, okay, so, spoilers.
Oh, yeah, definitely spoilers. So, I've seen a lot of Clint Eastwood-directed movies before. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, his World War II ones, Flag of the Fathers and mm-hmm. Letters from Iwo Jima. Mm-hmm. Which, I like the latter a lot more. The Letters from Iwo Jima was way more intense and a very... stuff. Heartbreaking kind of movie to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And something kind of goes with this as well. And so it's a very similar kind of style in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing, of course, obviously the difference is that this actually focuses on a American hero.
Right.
And Clint Eastwood is a very American hero-esque kind of person. So yeah. It's kind of...
He's very patriotic.
Yeah. So it very much flows into his... Yes. To whatever it flows into.
Whatever Chris was about to say.
Yeah. But no, I thought it was really cool. Really cool. I saw it actually for my birthday, which was kind of a cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I saw this awesome theater.
Yeah.
They served you some pretty good pizza and stuff like that. So
nice. Yeah, you told me about your theatrical experience, and... I usually really like going to the theater, but I went on a Saturday
mm-hmm.
at a time when everyone's going to go. And this movie's been selling out because yeah. it's January and they only put out shit in January. So it's whatever's on the
it didn't, left on didn't the shelf. Didn't Avatar come out in January?
James Cameron's Avatar?
Yeah.
No, it came out in December.
Did it? Okay.
That's kind of like... one of those movies that kind of first took advantage of like, oh, everyone is actually willing to see movies around Christmas time.
Okay. Gotcha. Right. I couldn't remember.
That's when December kind of became the second summer.
Yeah. Which is funny because the fact that people used to not watch movies during the summertime
yeah.
until Star Wars came out.
Right. Start the 70s kind of started the whole blockbuster thing. But, so, like, yeah, basically January, around January, it's either, like, shitty what do we got movies, or...
Madea's Christmas special or something like that, yeah, you know?
Or, like, Oscar movies that are, like, just kind of making their nationwide theatrical release, or rather, worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Are
you trying to say something about that Selma that came out recently, Tyler? That you didn't go see in theaters?
Because I'm a racist.
Yes.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
get
into the reason.
The controversies later on. Because I have some shit to say.
Okay.
But anyway, to my theatrical experience, since the theater was so packed, I had to sit really close to the... And this was in the auditorium, too. Like, the biggest... theater and the cinema. Mm-hmm. So like I'm like having to lean back to watch the movie, and it wasn't terrible, but like it kind of
the way movies should be seen, Tyler, with your neck strained and your yes. back hurting and your
it's one of those days where you wish that everyone was a mouth breathing idiot who thinks that oh, front row seats are so great. Because yeah. there are people like that.
No, actually, dude, when I got there, we got in the first line, and they made three other lines for people, because it was just, it was one for, like, one theater or whatever. It's really fairly large theater, so it's mm-hmm. not, right. you know, small, but it was, like, we had a line up to the, we were, like, right there at the door, and they made another line, and then made another line. Like, they're in the process of making the third line, and then they let us in. And the people in the second line were like, oh, could they get to go first? It's like, because we're here before you.
So, like, is that the, because you were talking about how, like, it, you know, they, like, served food and everything.
Yeah.
Is that theater, is that just something that theater does, or did you, like, have special tickets or something?
Oh, no, it's something that the theater does. That's, okay. like, the main thing. They have, like, a... servers that come around to you
right.
after you sit down, they ask you, you know, what your order is and whatnot, blah, blah.
That's cool.
So, you know, like, they have a little menu. It's not like a big meal. It's kind of like, more like bar food, I guess.
Right.
Just more like
right.
the kind of, I guess, chilies. There you go, like chilies sort of thing. Except not as delicious as chilies is.
But, yeah, the theater we have here sort of does like a similar thing, but you have to like have like the balcony seats.
Oh, yeah. Do they bring you alcohol at all?
Yeah.
Or do you not know?
I've never sat up there because I don't know. It just doesn't seem worth it. But plus I'm poor. But
Tyler, yeah, when I'm out there, we're gonna go and sit at the balcony seats.
Nice.
I promise you that.
All right.
Okay.
I wonder what's Great. Coming out next summer, or this summer. It's this summer.
Yeah,
we're so close, Chris. To
is it time to re-release Frozen yet? Waiting for that to get re-released in theaters. That'll Newly happen. Remastered Double X Deluxe version with even more sing-along and
super sing-along version where there's a pre-recorded audience already singing along in the film.
Little kids all in the front scene, Let It Go before the movie began. Yeah, it's great.
All off pitch.
Yeah. And like the one kid, like the one like 15-year-old dude that's like going through puberty still and like kind of going through different octaves the entire time we're singing.
who really is embarrassed to be there. He's like, oh, he didn't know that they were doing a taping.
Yeah.
So he's got like his hood on. And...
you know, whatever. Man, so we're not talking about the movie at all.
I mean, it's fine to talk about the like, cinemas and stuff.
Okay.
But we did get a little off track.
It's a lot better than the... So Tyler and I were trying to warm up a little bit before we started this podcast. We decided to talk about like terrorism stuff, because why not? Because you know, it was about terrorism. And recently there was like the Japanese guy that was beheaded. And like the second dude that's there, like they... ISIS wanted like $200 million or whatever, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't kill the guys. And somehow we went from ISIS to something else, really not appropriate for the podcast, to something else not really appropriate for the podcast, to broken legs. And it's that's just how our conversations go.
Yeah.
And so I must apologize to the audience. Although the audience, if they're watching right now, yeah. all two of three of guys that watch our podcast, understand the fact that. They made it that far.
I think they gave up after the Marvel episode. Anyone who had all the people who hadn't given up after the Coen brothers episodes stuck around for the Marvel episode. Like, okay, they're talking about something different in this one. They gave up after that one.
Yeah, like it's like your mother and my mother probably won't be able to watch this stuff anymore.
No, my mom's not gonna watch this shit. This is an hour long.
Oh, even, that's nice, dear.
Not even I can put up with you for that long, Tyler.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, dear. That's why you have me here, so you can get some of that break between your talking and, you know.
Like, oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God, the dorky idiot guy is talking right now. Who's this guy again?
The one who isn't funny.
Speaking of not being funny, so we tried to do the Dragon Ball Z podcast as well. As a
something we haven't plugged yet. So, yeah, there's a Dragon Ball Z podcast coming up. We are so off track.
Who cares? Hold on, let's keep going. Listen, so we tried doing a Dragon Ball Z podcast, and we were set up to go. I push a cord. Or whatever. No, it was before that, actually. It was you couldn't hear me. That's right. I opened up the Audacity program. All of a sudden, my microphone cut off. And for an hour, it was an hour and a half or so.
Yeah.
We tried to figure out what the problem was. I was logging in and out of Skype, unplugging, plugging back into my microphone.
Eventually, we almost resorted to using your laptop mic just so we could get it over with.
Yeah, and just as I were talking, whatever.
We asked each other a question, and every time one of us would ask the other the question, it was Skype would have connection issues.
Yeah, it would just cut us off. I'm like, oh, thanks.
So, like, after three attempts at recording,
I'll admit it right now, I just gave up. I'm sorry, audience, I just gave up on that one. We're gonna make it eventually. Trust me, we're gonna make it eventually. It's just that I don't think the enthusiasm would have been there. Anyways, like, we would have been so mad.
Plus, like,
Tyler, what do you think about Dragon Ball Z? I hate it.
we'd already, like, tried to answer the same question three times. It was like we couldn't, like, fake the enthusiasm with the answer again.
Oh, man, I love Dragon Ball
Z. Oh, man, yeah, I remember the first time I saw it.
Yeah, right, it's that great. Mm-hmm. Shut up. All right, so, American Sniper.
American Sniper.
Yes. 13 minutes later, getting into American Sniper.
So, yeah, I think I mean, you kind of gave your thoughts on it. I think it's, I also thought it was really good. I'm curious to see if we sort of liked it the same amount or if there were things that you didn't like about it. So actually, yeah, here's a good question. Was there anything you didn't like about the movie?
There was a moment in there, like, where he, at the very end, where he shoots the sniper, and that, like, obvious CGI bullet that they used was so bad, and it was just like, that's like, oh.
It didn't take me out of it or anything.
But it, like, did. I stopped. I was like, really? Oh, CGI.
Was it that and the fake baby?
Okay, here's the thing, though. Okay, so let's go talk about that for a second. Mm-hmm. So in the movie, there is, you know, he's only his little baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's born.
It's only one scene, and, isn't it? Like, where it's fake.
It's like, it's also, like, for, like, 2 seconds, by the way, too. Yeah, it's not that long. And it's a very short shot, but apparently they couldn't get a baby, I guess, at the time. I don't know what the reason for
it is. It's only the shots with Bradley Cooper. Because it's, like, and you can tell it's because, like, the baby's arms are down and, like, he's holding it in a weird way.
Yeah, and, like, the baby's hands apparently are moving, but it's only because Bradley Cooper is pushing the fingers up, whatever. But, no, I didn't notice that whenever I was in theaters.
Oh, yeah?
And then I saw a news article talking about, you know, can you believe about this part in the scene where everyone's like, oh, well, I've already watched the movie, so let's go ahead and just see what's going on with this thing. And it's like, fake baby. I think I texted you, didn't I?
You said something. I already, by the time you texted me about it, I knew there was a fake baby in the movie.
I was trying to ruin it for you.
Yeah. But when I saw it, I was kind of like, I was looking at all the baby scenes, like, wondering which one it would be, and I could tell instantly. Like, it was just holding its arms were just in a weird position. And it looked plastic.
Hey, listen, man. Let's not judge, right?
Yeah.
It happens.
It's fine. I mean...
Yeah. Some people have butt faces. Some people have plastic babies. It just happens. Right. You know, whatever. Yeah, don't be so racist, Tyler.
God damn it. anything else? Would you say?
I'm trying to think about what else. Oh God! It kind of reminded me of what was it? crap. Yeah, it's been a little while since I watched the movie, so it's been a few days, about a week or so.
One thing, something people should kind of know about me is I'm not the most patriotic person. Every once in a while, like Bradley Cooper's character would he would just be like, "Yeah, I'm doing this to defend America, greatest country in the world," and I kind of roll my eyes a little bit. Like, I mean that didn't like ruin the movie for me or anything. In fact, I mean, yeah, I think it's a great movie. But
I think it kind of adds the characterization,
right?
The,
oh, definitely. You know. Like, and kind of, I guess, getting into some of the controversy. Like, one of the things about it was like, I guess people are kind of looking at it as like war propaganda. Or something like trying to make the people in Iraq look evil, and it's like there's the scene in the movie that like totally takes away, like, that should totally put any of that talk to rest, and that's you know what scene I'm talking about, Chris?
If you're talking about the scene with the family,
yes,
where the kid gets his head drilled,
yes,
in.
There's the people, like, they bust into these guys' house, and like they're looking for some higher up
terrorist.
Yeah, I couldn't think of what's the group's name.
Insurgent, Al Qaeda.
Yes, Al Qaeda. That's what I was thinking of. So they're like looking for this guy, and the whole like area is supposed to be evacuated, and like these people are still like, they're kind of still sitting in their homes, and they like, they're helping him out, they're giving him information so they can get this guy, and that guy ends up coming in and killing the family and everything, like, mm-hmm. that scene, it's like it's making the terrorists look evil, of course.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Yeah.
But
it's like, one thing is also, remember this part. People aren't I guess listening to the movie where they just said in there they've evacuated everybody from there.
Right.
Which means everybody that's in there is probably a bad guy.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Duh.
So I mean like, also, that's why they were being so rough with him. Like, they thought And apparently, like, Chris Kyle is somewhat of a, not a bad guy, but sort, like, he has faults, I suppose.
I mean, we're talking about the actual Chris, not the case.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get this
yes.
out of the way real fast.
Oh, yes.
So there is a Chris Kyle, who is a real person,
mm-hmm.
and then the movie Chris Kyle.
Yes.
The and Hollywood. So let's go Chris ahead and make sure we. Yeah, let's go ahead and specify which and we're talking
yes.
about.
Yes, I mean, like, Chris Kyle. If we're talking about him as a person, mm-hmm. like, he's kind of isn't.
I can describe pretty.
Yeah,
okay,
ahead,
so you know, crap. Actually,
I know, because like
a little harder. Okay, let me try this. So, in his book, he called the Iraqis savages,
mm-hmm.
and that's what he said. Was that he called them a bunch of savages.
Mm-hmm.
And he was proud about how many people he killed.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't. But the movie did get this one part right where he was more happy. Really, he's happier about the fact that he saved a bunch of American lives.
Right.
And he would rather people. He'd rather shoot people with Qurans or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. That's Chris Kyle proper. In the movie, Chris Kyle, though.
Yeah.
He was. Distraught from everything he was doing, he was very sad about it,
yes.
you know.
Yeah,
and this is the Chris Kyle here that we respect.
Yeah, like
that's really this
we,
point. Like,
we like the character in the movie.
There we go.
And it's like,
and the actual Chris Kyle also, by the way, lied about a bunch of stuff.
Oh yeah, I actually have like.
Do you have a list?
Yeah, I have a list.
Oh okay, great.
If you want me to go ahead and,
let's get that out of the way. Just go get this part out of the way, so we can get into the better parts of the film. Because I mean, honestly, because the film part is. Way more important than all this behind-the-scenes crap.
So I guess, like, these are some of the things that people have a problem with. This is a list of 7 things.
Okay.
The film suggests the Iraq war was in response to 9/11, which not necessarily... I'm going to ignore that one, because that's not true. Because it goes from, like, shots of 9/11, like, them watching the footage.
Yeah, let's go ahead and testify, by the way, that what you're talking about is that it's not true that the movie implies that the Iraqi war was a response to 9/11.
Yeah.
It's actually is true that Iraqi war was not a response to
9/11.
Although, unless you're on the other side, then it actually was a response, which case, by the way, we're not political.
Yeah.
So, we don't have an opinion on this. Yeah. So, we'll just...
Yeah. But, like, the film isn't necessarily saying that, just because he's watching the terrorist attacks on TV, and then it cuts to him going to the Iraq war. Like...
Well, it's basically to kind of, like, set up the fact that war is about to happen.
Yes.
Because the first they showed was the federal bombings, right? That was the...
Yes, that's the thing that, like...
Oklahoma ones, I believe.
Yeah, it's the Oklahoma bombings that get him to sign up for the military. Like,
yeah.
Just generally sign up for the military. And then, like, he's, you know, living at home. And once, after 9/11, wars actually start. So, like, anyone... Mm-hmm. Around, like, anyone in America would probably realize, like, yes, just because he's watching 9/11 footage doesn't mean that. Never mind.
it was just a prelude to what's about to happen.
Yeah,
that's like, all it was.
It's setting up that he's about to go to war.
Yeah, because it was like what 2 years, I guess.
Yeah, it was like only a couple years after. It was like what
2003. Yeah, 2003 was invasion. Yeah.
Yeah.
It lasted a couple days when Saddam was taken out of power, but after that, it was like all hell broke loose. That's why, like, he was in Fallujah. Which, by the way, you should, audience, and Tyler, I guess you haven't read this before. Mm-hmm. Look up Fallujah. There's way more stuff in there than shown in the movie here. It's way, like, just it's so intense. It's really, really scary stuff. It was probably one of the worst. I guess battles mm-hmm. that took place in the Iraqi war, mm-hmm. just horrible stuff, you know.
Okay.
Movie wasn't even half of it. It was
So the second thing is the film invents mm-hmm. a terrorist sniper who works for multiple opposing factions.
That's the other part. That's what I was talking about, by the way, about the stuff I didn't like that much.
Oh,
was the fact that I felt like that was too tacked on. Well, however I very much enjoyed the intensity and the fact that it was perfect for the movie. But I knew, like, in my head, like, this didn't happen in real life.
The thing is, we're looking at it as a movie, and we're not looking at it as, like, because it's a Hollywood movie. They're not going. The thing is, they're caring less about, you know, giving an accurate portrayal of what happened, and more of, like, let's make an entertaining movie. And
I wouldn't say it like that. I would say it more. It was like they're trying to make a movie that encompasses the character, character that's up. And this, it actually reminded me a lot of the movie Enemy at the Gates, which if you haven't seen this movie before, it's basically like sniper versus sniper,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably
It's
probably just as, like, intense. It's actually, mm-hmm. It really is just as intense as this is.
Right.
Where it's very much like, you're on the edge of your seat the entire time.
It's more of a way for, like, to sort of keep the character going. Mm-hmm. Like, but so that's another thing. And then the third thing is the film portrays Chris Kyle as tormented by his actions when in reality he isn't so much.
Yeah, which I think we just talked about.
Yeah, we had talked about that, so we can skip over that one. Mm-hmm. The real Chris Kyle made up a story about killing... at this point, it's kind of getting past problems with the movie.
Yeah, now it's just the people talking attacking
the actual guy. Yeah, it's people talking about not liking him as a person, and then, like, which I get that. I completely understand that. Like, I also don't like him as a person. necessarily, but
I'm kind of on the fence. I'm right. Like, I just don't look at that sort of stuff. I paid more attention to the actual movie itself,
yes,
than anything else as far as like this story is concerned.
Yeah,
so it doesn't ruin my experience at all knowing that he was kind of actually not the best person in the whole world.
And it's, I mean,
I don't come away as him necessarily as the, you know, he's obviously still a hero.
Yeah.
Even if he was, not the best person in the world, he's still a hero. That's what gotta come up with is that part. I don't, beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's
nobody's perfect.
Yeah, he has
everybody
kind
of does their, yeah. He's human. Mm-hmm. That's the fact for life. That's right there. And it's everybody's a human. That's mm-hmm. gonna happen.
And like, yeah. I mean, he's gonna come out of this with some. He spent time getting shot at by people in Iraq. He's probably gonna have some problems with people in Iraq. It's not right, but it's understandable.
Well, yeah, and actually, else, by the way, okay, did anybody criticize Eisenhower or Patton for demonizing the Germans?
Right.
Or MacArthur? Actually, I guess MacArthur really didn't demonize the Japanese as much, but. Yeah, yeah. Thing is that we demonize these people. I mean, we made movies about killing Hitler. We made like 25 billion movies about killing Hitler.
We shit all over German people in World War II movies, and no one bats an eye at that.
Yeah.
But it's because this is like a current thing going on.
Yeah, and plus people, I guess,
people
want
to
be more...
complain.
And also people want to be more PC, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. And it's like, yeah, you have to understand that
it's a movie about war, and it's a movie about primarily about the American side of the war.
Yeah.
So, but like, when people were having these problems with it, I kept thinking about I've actually never seen Flags of Our Fathers or Letters to Iwo Jima, mm-hmm. but I kept thinking about those movies and how it portrayed both sides, and thinking there's no way Clint Eastwood's making a movie that's like, fuck these
Wow. Okay, cut that part out. Good lord. That is terrible. Wow, okay, I'm not a very PC person myself either, but come on. But, no. There's a big difference, though, also, by the way, between now, Big American Sniper and Letters to Iwo Jima and Flags of Our Father.
Mm-hmm.
Flags of Our Fathers? whatever it is. Yeah, Flags of Our Fathers and Letters to Iwo Jima. Those are two different movies.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is only one movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's also called American Sniper.
Yes.
Not, Islamic extremist terrorist sniper, which would be a very interestingly long
title. An American
title.
Sniper with his Islamic buddies. American Sniper and Friends. It's the cartoon show spin-off.
It's starring the Muppets.
I'm trying to focus, Miss Piggy.
This image.
Oh, Kirby! Don't go on another tour!
At the very end, they go. You see the two old people. This pig gets her head blown off. They're like, do-ho-ho-ho.
The hecklers and the snipers. The enemy snipers. Shoot Miss Piggy.
Let's make fun of this. This is great. It's getting us a lot of fans, Tyler.
We are going to get torn apart by everyone.
Hey, here's what I want. Everybody in the comment section, post that copy pasta from 4chan with the what'd you say to me, blah blah, I'm a Navy SEAL, whatever it was.
I'm a Navy SEAL with 300 confirmed kills.
With guerrilla warfare, whatever it was. With a gorilla. Make sure, by the way, gorilla is definitely spelled G-O-R-R-I-L-A. Not the proper spelling. I want you to spell it like gorilla, the animal.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, both you people that are commenting, go ahead and do so. That watches, then go ahead and do so. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, so guys. We were talking about American Sniper.
Where are we?
Fuck this. Let's talk about the Muppets more.
Okay, so Gonzo is on the terrorist side. Okay.
He's still pretending to be Charles Dickens.
Okay. Anyways.
Waka waka.
Jesus Christ. Why is Pac-Man in there?
No, it's Fozzie.
Oh. Oh, I forgot Fozzie. Oh my god. Alright.
Okay.
It's American Sniper. You got your list still? Actually, no, let's get the list. Who cares? That list is crap.
I already read everything.
That's, okay, good. Because, yeah, I mean, there was nothing about him lying about, what was that, former governor guy that.
Oh, yeah, he, that was on there. There's something about, he sued the governor of Minnesota for defaming Navy SEALs and got in fight with him in a local bar, and the governor, like, sued him about something in his book.
Chris Kyle said that he had punched him in the face, which didn't actually happen, apparently.
Oh, okay.
However, the defaming the SEALs, whatever, that he didn't sue about. He sued about him being punched in the face.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, by the way, he sued again because that controversy helped promote his book.
Oh. Nice.
It's like, here's what you do, Tyler. Somebody makes a book about you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they say that you punched him in the face. What's the one thing you don't want to do in this situation?
Make people read the book.
Exactly. Draw attention to the book. That was his issue.
Well, you can always make him not a liar.
Yeah, right?
Oh, hey, Chris.
God. Actually, by this time, I think Kyle was dead by this time.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that was another problem I had with the movie, by the way. That last scene felt tacked on, and I'm wondering if it's because that happened after they started filming the movie or something, or, like, after plans for the movie were underway.
Yeah, actually, well, as far as I'm aware, the movie rights been bought. Actually, the movie directors are bought because Bradley Cooper had just talked to Chris Kyle once, and it was like a couple days later, Chris Kyle was dead.
Shit.
Like, Cooper, I believe, was producing the film, mm-hmm. and they had, like, you know, Spielberg as being a person who's going to direct the movie.
Right.
And then Spielberg dropped out, and then Eastwood jumped in like 2 days later, pretty much. I'm pretty sure that Eastwood was like,
this one.
Yeah. I mean, it's Eastwood. How do you say no to that? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Eastwood's like, I want to direct this. Go ahead.
If Eastwood actually wants to direct it, then, have him direct it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's an aside. I'm a big fan of Eastwood, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like, I think that Bradley Cooper just talked to him a couple days later, and, like, he had died. So Cooper had to continue talking with his widow,
mm-hmm.
with Chris Kyle's widow, about the movie rights and all that stuff like that. So I'm pretty sure they I'm not sure if he really felt tacked on. I think it felt more rushed.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, you had him, like, breaking down and, like, you know, having issues, and it was like something he doesn't have issues that much anymore.
Well, I mean, it was just the scene itself, because it's like, he walks out there, and, like, I didn't know that he died, so, like, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? And then the title pops up. It's like, oh, I mean, I'm glad they didn't, like, show it or anything, because that would have been in horrible taste.
Yeah.
But it just felt like, oh, okay, that happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, I think the biggest issue, I guess, would be, I didn't think about this until, I guess, you said that, was, I guess, they didn't exactly, kind of explain too much that he died. Uh-huh. But, I mean, to me, I think it worked.
Right.
As a scene, just because the fact that everybody in the audience, I could hear them, like, verbally saying, no, don't do that. It was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And everybody like the audience is like all of a sudden like, you know, usually some people are kind of like they're kind of chit-chatting a little bit. Silence.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Or, like, and then... you could feel the, like, you know, they, you know, that that sort of sense we could tell everybody in the room is just it like seized up all of a sudden because mm-hmm. they all know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
And then like the credits roll and everybody in the theater, at least my theater, was just sitting there quietly. Usually at the people applauding, you know, obviously it's gonna happen to people mm-hmm. applauding, whatever. All of a sudden it's just, you know, silence and everybody's just watching this thing.
There's no music during the credits.
Oh yeah, that was really unsettling almost because yeah. just it's like, oh, so
sad. And then like no, like there because the theater was so packed, like I couldn't really just get up and leave. Like, I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no, I had to watch, like, they showed, like, the his funeral procession at the very end, and I mean, it was like, you know, just, oh, man, it was really sad.
It kind of felt a little uncomfortable.
Oh, really? I was just, they talked to us, and I was just like, I didn't want to move because I wanted to watch the rest of this.
I think it's because I was in a room with, you know, like 100 other people. But I don't know. Because there was just like not, like, as soon as the credits hit, it was just nothing, and everyone's just kind of sitting there. It's like, oh, should I leave now or?
Yeah.
And I just started texting you. I was like, I just saw American Sniper. We're doing a podcast tonight.
Yeah, sounds great. Let's do it. But no, I think the big part also is the fact that we both of us live in a very southern mm-hmm. area.
Yeah.
And so there's also a lot of enthusiasm in our areas for this movie. Just because of the fact that, one, at least for me, especially, he's from my state, so it's a big mm-hmm. push right there. Right. But also the fact that, you know, we have a lot more Republican mm-hmm. pro... Right. Yeah, whatever stuff down here.
Like, I couldn't have the same conversation we're having with most people.
Oh, in the theater. There's no way. Yeah, no, there's no way. Yeah, I mean, it would have been a huge mistake.
But I watched this today, and then last night I bought Full Metal Jacket and watched it, so I've been on a war movie kick.
Oh man, that is another great film. Let's not talk about that during this podcast. Yeah. I was about to talk about that. And I was like, oh, wait, I probably shouldn't do
plus
that.
Plus, we'll talk about that on another podcast.
Oh, which by the way, Tyler, this is for your information and also audience information because they're sitting here listening to this. I still stand. I'm not a big fan of Stanley Kubrick, mm-hmm. his films. However, I noticed something kind of strange.
Oh, yeah?
I own a lot of Stanley Kubrick films. I have a huge DVD, well, not a huge, but a pretty big, decent-sized DVD collection. And it's full of, like, all sorts of, like, different kinds of movies, old movies, some people, like, different parts of people's collections, and, you know, like, collections you have to have, you know, like Toy Story or whatever. And I looked over, I was like, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, I think 5 Kubrick films.
And to put this in perspective, by the way, Kubrick's one of my favorite directors, and I only have 2.
So, super fan. That's 2, and the not fan has more than that.
I wouldn't say super fan. I'd say just a fan. But
Tyler, try to make a narrative into this. All right, you're a super fan of this narrative.
This is the Hollywood version of the podcast.
Yeah. Also, Tyler punched me in the face when I told him that Tarantino is not a good director. He punched me in the face.
I'm suing you for that, Chris.
Defamation. Okay, let's end this podcast.
By the way, you're a racist. You're a racist.
We're talking about this. Yeah, let's talk about this. Okay, so
I saw some Tumblr post. So yeah, no, it's Tumblr.
Tumblr in action, guys. Here we go.
It was like a photo of American Sniper's opening weekend box office results, and then Selma's like results for that weekend as well. And mm-hmm. of course, American Sniper outperformed Selma. Like,
yeah,
who would have thunk it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's be also be fair to people is the fact that
right.
We've seen Martin Luther King's story yes. a million times.
Less, there's a good chance.
No,
less
but not, people... by the way, not to degrade the movie. By the way,
oh,
it's not.
Oh yeah, like and by the way, you know, I haven't seen Selma bit. Yet. I know you yeah. have.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I want to. But I'm yeah. like, it's like okay. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I'm kind of poor. I don't go to the movies often. So if I'm gonna like, not only does American Sniper probably need the theatrical experience a little bit more than Selma does. Mm-hmm. It also had, like, better marketing. You, like...
Well, it's not so much better marketing. It's, yeah, it was yeah, better marketing, but it's also, like, had way more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's
most people yeah. couldn't tell you, you know, what the guy that played Martin Luther King Jr. in the,
right.
in the Selma movie... What else he's been in?
Right, and then yeah, you got Bradley Cooper as the lead in this.
Yeah,
movie.
It's got Bradley Cooper and Clint Eastwood. I mean, you can't yeah. go wrong with that right. combination, you know.
So yeah, like it makes sense that happened. So like mm-hmm. I don't know. I just get it frustrates me so much that people have to tack racism onto everything.
Yeah.
Onto box office results.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the nature of the beast, I guess, and mm-hmm. that's just how it is yep. in the world.
And yeah. I will be watching Selma when it comes out on DVD.
By the way, it was, just out of curiosity, was that Al Sharpton's Tumblr page that posted that, or...?
I have no idea who posted it. It was Spike Lee.
Oh, God.
American Sniper's racist because it only has a few black people in it.
How about the Reverend Jesse Jackson? Okay, we can cut this out, by the way, right?
American Sniper's racist because they didn't make Chris Kyle black.
God, the whitewashing of American Sniper.
Fuck you, Spike Lee.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
Please like a leave a comment and subscribe, Spike Lee.
Spike Lee, remember to make sure you leave that comment of the copypasta. You know what a copypasta is? Shut up. I hate you, Spike Lee.
If Spike Lee comments, I'll give the same
response. Can we do a podcast where Spike Lee movies, but not watch any of his movies and just
and
comment
just
on all of them?
Bash him the entire time.
Yeah, let's go just do that. Sounds great.
If he were to leave a comment, I'd give the same response that Clint Eastwood did to shut his face.
There we go. Exactly.
And I think that's a good note to end on. American Sniper, good movie. I recommend it.
I do too. Should we rank our
oh yeah our
I don't, let's go with that dumb joke. out of the one.
I'd say number one is American Sniper.
And what's the last place? American Sniper?
Wow. Number two is American Sniper.
Uh-huh.
Number three is American Sniper.
Uh-huh.
Number four is Selma.
Okay. We're done.
Number five is American Sniper.
The joke wasn't funny. The joke is less funny. Joke is even less funny. Joke's a little more funny. That's not funny anymore. That's just how this worked. Alright. I hope everybody has a nice day.
Alright. And so Sniper. Chris, let's talk about people breaking their
again.
Legs.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Illumination Cinema Movie Podcast. Be sure to leave your correspondence and subscribe for more. For updates on this show and our other projects, check out illuminationcinema.com.